me say good morning. Young man has written a book, Joseph Bar Topinka. It's entitled Just Judy. Mr. Topinka, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Madonia. I hope it's okay if I call you Mr. Madonia. I believe my mother always called you Sam.
Yeah, she did. What an absolute special lady. What prompted the book? Was it something you were even thinking about while she was living?
Actually, Mr. Madonia, I when my mother lost the election for governor, I sat her down and I wrote out an outline for her, and I said, "Mom, you know, you should really put down your experiences into a book. You could teach a lot of kids a lot of things." And she said, "No, I'm not. Nobody's interested in me." I said, "You'd be surprised, Mom. A lot of people would be interested in you. You're unique. You've done some interesting things." So that was after the governor's race. I didn't start thinking about writing a book until after she passed. My sense was that people wanted to hear more about her, even though at some times I felt like kind of people forgot. But I think her story back then after she ran for governor is even more important now after she re-ran for comptroller and basically showed the world that she didn't give up. I think that's a great legacy for young people. And this book is focused mostly on young people. But amazingly enough, most people that have bought it so far are adults. They seem to like it.
Walk me through, how old were you when your mom first ran for public office?
You know, Mr. Donia, I think I was about 11 or 12, I think I was in sixth grade. And actually, I'm hoping that this book is for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to kind of reflect when I learned about government and civics. I learned the same time my mother did when she was, she really didn't know what she didn't know. You run for office, and you think you're going to do all these great things, and then you wind up in the state house for the first time, and you realize, what a shock. Like, I still remember my mother's initial reaction when she was sworn in. It's like, wow, this is very overwhelming. But it was a lesson for her, and it was a lesson for me. I think young people at that age need to have those same lessons. Civics is important, and I think we all too often forget about how important civics is, especially when you're young.
When she got involved in public office, it obviously, I would suspect, put you in a fishbowl. All of a sudden, you were Judy Barr's son. How did she handle that? How did she balance the public life from being with being a mother?
I think there was a lot of private time, but you also have to understand, I talk about in the book, my mother and father were going through a fairly nasty divorce at the time. So when you're going through a divorce back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, divorce was not looked upon like it is today. It's a little bit more objective. So there was a lot of emotions going on, and at the same time, she was trying to do her job, a job that she was learning on the fly like many other legislators. There are no classes on how to be a legislator. And, that's why experience and mentorship are so critical. Was she in a fishbowl? Was I in a fishbowl? Yeah, to a certain degree. But, you know, as a state rep, it's not like you're the governor or the comptroller or stuff like that. So the fishbowl is limited. But people knew who you were, and some people didn't like you. And I can still remember, middle of the night hearing something break in the front of the house, and they were eggs. So people used to display their passion for my mother in ways, and they also used to display my dispassion for my mother in other ways.
How frustrated was she with the system? There were times we talked with her, and I never thought it was an act. I just think she was incredibly frustrated with the system. Sometimes it didn't make any difference what side of the aisle someone on. She was frustrated with the system.
Well, I talk about it in the book. I say that, my mom used to say it to me all the time. She's like, I could have been a Democrat, but I was in a Republican district. So I had to run a Republican ticket in order to win. I think my mother was probably the closest thing Illinois will ever see, or has seen at least. Hopefully there's potential in the future, as really, in fact, an independent. She used to tell me that people would make fun of her calling her a rhino, Republican in name only.
Sure.
And I used to respond to people after her death, like, is that a bad thing? Maybe being a moderate's not all that bad. Maybe being a moderate brings more people to the table so you can actually do good government, which is what mom always thought about, good government. And actually, my core values that I get from my mother is good government, ethics, love of heritage, and civility. These were things that she lived, maybe not preached, but man, she showed those core values in her actions. Did she get frustrated? Yes. Anybody that says that they don't get frustrated with bureaucracy is crazy. bureaucracy can be absolutely frustrating. But she got very good at cutting through things. And I can still remember there was a guy in as the governor at the time. He's in jail now. Mm-hmm. But I remember my mother used to tell me that people would go to his office, not get help, and then they come to the treasurer's office for help. So she was actually doing constituent work, even as state treasurer. And constituent work for her was basically taking care of people's needs. They had a question. They needed an answer. She was there to do that. I think that's why people loved her, because she actually followed through with what she said she'd do.
Walk me up to the stages where she decided to run for governor. I know a lot of people had talked to her even as early as 2002, and then again, she obviously did in 2006. Did she agonize about the decision to run for governor?
In talking, you know, there's other people that might say things differently, but in talking to me on the phone, there was a lot of going back and forth. At one point, you know, she calls me up one day and she says, you know, guess who I met today? I said, who did you meet? I met the coach, Coach Ditka. Why, Mom? Well, trying to get him to run for senator against this state senator from Chicago by the name of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Mom, okay, well, that's great. Did you get his autograph? A few days later, he's not running for Senate. Now I'm thinking, now people are asking me, and I'm like, Mom, do you really want to go to Washington, D.C.? Is that really your gig? She says, no, I'm not a Washington kind of person. So the Senate thing passed, and then the governor thing came up, and I remember I was on active duty at the time, and I'm getting these phone calls from her. She says, what do you think? I said, I don't know, Mom. I mean, what's this going to really do to you? And I can still remember the day she sent me her first bumper sticker for governor, and I got in the mail. I was in Washington State at the time in my assignment. I call her up. I said, Mom, this is freaky. She said, yeah, it is, isn't it? I never thought I'd ever see the word governor by my name. There was a lot of, I don't think there was a lot of hemming and hawing, but there was a lot of talk because she knew she was going up against a guy that had an incredibly large war chest. And by war chest, I mean he had money to spend. Mom did not. And when she decided it was feet first. I'm going in. I'm going to work my butt off. I may not have the money, but I can work. I can work better than any 10 people I know. And really, when you think about her governor's race, she really did it right. She went all around. She talked to people. But when it came right down to it, the Chicago market beat her. And the Chicago market is, if you pay enough for commercials and you broadcast enough, people will remember you. And they also remembered my mother in a negative way. But actually, people remembered her more than they remembered the guy that's now in jail.
No doubt. We're listening with Joseph Bartopinka, the son of Judy Bartopinka, and he's written a book called Just Judy. Let me go back to that campaign. Obviously, the Democrats wanted to define her early, and they did, and they defined her with that clip showing her doing the polka with George Ryan. Did she ever talk about that to you privately and saying, gee? Well, no, did she react, or was that just another campaign ad that some people reacted to, but the Democrats certainly used it?
I think Mom was hurt, generally speaking. You take a person that's more independent and consensus builder, and then you put her in this game. And don't get me wrong, she was a fighter. She could fight the game. But she would always tell me, this is a blood sport. This is a blood sport. And my reaction to her is, why? Why does it have to be? Is fighting and not necessarily telling the truth the real way to win an office? And, oh, by the way, if that's what it takes to win an office, then how do you question the integrity of the person that's actually won? And I think she was hurt by some of that, especially from people that she worked with on the other side of the aisle. And I think you need to mention one other thing, Mr. Madonia. She suspected a lot of people in her own party did not support her. Now, if I remember the stats right, I think 10% of the vote went to the Green Party at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? Why was there a Green Party candidate? And why did that Green Party candidate have the kind of financing he did? These are questions that you know, we should probably ask. Not everybody in my mother's party liked her. Not everybody in the Democratic Party liked her. Sad thing is that if she would have won, Illinois would probably be in better shape today. I believe that truly in my heart. Some people say I might be crazy. Okay, so be it. But you know what? I'm my mother's son, and I talked with her a lot. And there was a hope on her part to do the best that possibly could be done in that position. And, you know, she used to tell me, people would come up to her and say, hey, Judy, I'll donate some money, but you got to do this, this, this. And my mother would look at him and say, no, you donate money because you believe me to be the best candidate. That's what you get. Not a lot of people like that. There was a lot of pay-for-play mentality, and unfortunately, I think that mentality is still around, and that's kind of politics, I guess, in our day and age.
There was one or two things that would sum up your mom, I thought, to me. After she was elected comptroller in 2010, and she was on a couple of times, she would never, ever second-guess the voters in Illinois about what happened in 06 when they voted for a guy who was presently in jail. I mean, she never did. She never would say, I told you so. And I said, you have every right to say that. She said, Sam, I'm not going to do that.
She called me the day that the individual was convicted that's in jail now, who was a former governor. I don't like mentioning his name, by the way.
Understand.
And she said, you know, I feel bad. And I wanted to tell you I felt bad. And she called me. I was assigned in Texas at the time. And I said, Mom, you know, there's nothing you could do. If anything, too bad this didn't happen when the election was going on. And the sad thing is when you look at, and I talk about this in the book, when you look at the indictment, it covers stuff that happened before the election. So, you know, there was stuff out there ahead of time that was not being looked at or was being looked at, but then it basically took the selling or alleged selling of a senator's seat that got the U.S. attorney involved. Too bad it took so long, because my mother kept hoping and hoping that, you know, what she had been saying would actually come true during the election. It didn't.
Joseph Archipinka, tell us about yourself. You've mentioned on more than one occasion that you are obviously career military. Tell me about that.
Well, I retired from the military in 2014, and then I was basically looking for work, and Mom died. So since Mom died, it's kind of tough. I have to tell you, I think your listeners should think about this. You can't really expect that everything stays the same. You wake up one morning and you're just grateful. It'd be like my mother. She said, I'm above ground. It's a great day. You should be grateful that you're above ground. But when you're above ground, plan for the worst-case scenarios. Nobody expects to lose a loved one. And when you do, you think you're prepared, but you're not. So in my case, I don't think we were as prepared as we should have been. We didn't expect her to die so suddenly. And there's been a lot of cleanup. Unfortunately, fortunately, she loved estate sales. And I think I hold the record of having 5 estate sales in the last 2.5 years, plus 4 garage sales. I'm going to have another one. She just went to a lot of estate sales, and she found some of the most incredible treasures throughout the state. And she was just always so proud of what she could find one side of the state to another. But when you're trying to, you know, clean up an estate, that can be a lot of stuff to take care of. So I've been working on the estate still. There's still some things to be dealt with. And I just thought writing the book was also something good, because I think young people need to remember her story. And I think, in a sense, somebody once pointed out, maybe it's cathartic for me. I think it's important to reflect on somebody's life who is wonderful and a wonderful influence on you, but she was also a wonderful influence on other people. I mean, the fact that you remember her so well, sir, means that she had a positive influence on her. Don't we want some positive influences like that for our young people? That's why I wrote the book. I think young people can learn a lot from her story. They really can. We need role models in our world for our young people. And only with good role models will kids really turn out to be good and ultimately run the show when we no longer can do it.
You are going to be in Springfield in the very near future. Tell me about that.
Well, Wednesday, May 9th, this Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Passfield House Inn at 525 Passfield Street in Springfield, I will be doing book signings from 3 to 4:30, and I'll also be showing a video about my mother. Had a wonderful friend who put together some old montage of clips and stuff like that, made it really professional, had some great interviews, and so I'm going to be showing the video as well. And the nice thing is that we're doing it on the same day that Comptroller Mendoza is having her the annual Cheesecake Day at the Comptroller's office, which is something my mother started. Mom loved Eli's Cheesecake, and I know Comptroller Mendoza loves Eli's Cheesecake as well. So I'm kind of bootstrapping myself on Comptroller Mendoza's effort to spread the good cheer of my mother's legacy through cheesecake. How's that?
Joseph Archipinka, how can they get a copy of the book? Obviously, if they go up on Wednesday for the book signing over at the Passfield House.
They can go get a copy of the book for book signing, or they can go to judybartipinka.org, www.judybartipinka.org. And when they go to that website, it takes you right to the place to order it. And the neat thing about the website, there's a lot of neat things about my mother that I'm slowly but surely putting up. I'm trying to make a website that young people can use to research about her, and students can get the book and then do further research. I'm trying to make things for young people. Young people are our future. And, you know, at my mother's funeral, I said, I hope to see a golden age of Illinois again someday. It's going to be with our young people, and we got to give them good role models, sir.
Joseph Bartopinga, thanks for your time. Enjoyed it, and success, obviously, continued success with the book, and enjoy your day in Springfield on Wednesday.
Thanks, Mr. Domia. God bless you, and God bless Springfield, okay?
Same to you, my friend. Thank you. It is 29 minutes past. Wednesday is the Cheesecake Day at the Capitol, something that Judy Barr started with her Eli's Cheesecake. Penalty for that. But this gentleman will be at the book signing starting at about 3 o'clock at Tony, non-for-profit Leon's, Passfield House. So Tony will invite everybody. Fascinating young man, really does. Boy, is a law degree and military and career military, and obviously has written a very good book about his mother called Just Judy, and he will be able to sign a copy if you want to pick up a copy. It'll be at Wednesday at 3 o'clock over at the Passfield House, hosted by our good friend Tony Leon.